you know, we're going to start this again because, as typically happens, there are things that were not working. So let's try this again. So, hey, everybody, welcome to Sports Talk Live. The recording program is actually working now. I think the phones are working. Still working on getting the stream back up, but that should be within the next 5 minutes. And here are your hosts for Sports Talk Live, Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes.
Okay, thanks, Jay. And wait, before this even start, the first question I want to ask is, all of our talking that we just done, was any of that on the air?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
But it wasn't recorded, so I decided to start over.
Oh, that's fine.
Over.
We know where to start then.
Yeah, we want to make sure we're not...
That is how it always happens. You know, you come back from vacation and nothing works the way you think it's
going
to.
Well, that's right. Hey, that's part of it.
I've got the bruises from the Sea-Doo accident Sunday to prove it.
Oh. Hey, Jason, tell me, how many times you go to the beach this summer?
I didn't go that many. I think we've been...
I saw him on every week at the beach.
Do you know how insulting that is for somebody who has not been to the beach and their partner sitting across from them say, well, I didn't go that many times.
Yeah.
You know, I mean...
I did go enough that... I mean, how I say this, because I know Kathy's listening, but
yeah.
I'd just soon stay home.
Uh-oh.
I mean, you know, when you get to going that many times...
Yeah. If your supper has a funny taste tonight...
Now, Kathy would load up right now if
you
called. And, well, no, she wouldn't either. She's keeping the new grandbaby, Asher.
Hey, and that's right. I was going to get to that next point.
Yeah, that was the big event of our summer. Another grandbaby in
Absolutely.
The family.
Absolutely. Isn't that wonderful?
Little boy. So now we're one boy, one girl.
One boy, one girl.
And a handful, yeah, and one on the way.
Okay.
So another girl on the way be here in November.
Okay.
Brittany and Joe gonna welcome Ella into the world.
Great.
So they'll have Emma and Ella.
Emma and I that's pretty close to Brandon Payne's girls' names.
Oh, bless their heart then.
Very, very close.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And Tyler, his little boy is Asher, and so he...
Well, okay, where did the names come from? Do you know?
No idea.
Don't care either.
I think they just looked in the baby book.
Close their eyes and pick one.
But I did have a good summer. Nothing real eventful happened other than the baby. But after that, nothing else.
Nothing real eventful.
You know what I mean? As far as vacation,
you better. You know what? Tonight you either need to come stay with me or get you a hotel room because you've just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't a big deal with the, you know, nothing big deal other than having a grandbaby, and I don't really care about going to the beach.
I put the baby in a category of its own. Everything else, you know, don't.
Is irrelevant.
Right. It don't matter.
You're right there now. A grandbaby, I'm sure, is the exact reason you have kids is to get to the grandkids.
It's it.
No other reason to have kids other than.
As we have said many times, and everybody's heard it, but it is the honest truth.
Yeah.
When you have grandkids, if you knew. To start with, how much fun grandkids are, you would have had them first instead of having your kids. So it's great, man. You spoil them. You do all the fun things with them and leave all the bad things to mom and dad.
Well, I'm surprised. Really what I'm surprised about, I'm surprised that you had two children after the first one.
That is true.
I mean, that's shocking in itself.
Yeah. And
now, if you'd had Tyler first, you might have had a dozen.
Yeah.
But, you know, with...
I hope Brittany's not listening.
With the first one you had?
Yeah.
Man, you're a bold man to have another one.
I wrapped up the summer, Ronnie, trying to clean up around the house and got into poison oak, poison ivy, one of them poison
That'll boys. Get your attention, won't it?
And let me tell you, I didn't know you could scratch in so many places.
Well, you used to swell up. Looked like you'd gone a few rounds. I was going to ask you, had you gone to... Taking up Golden Club boxing or what?
I can look at it in the encyclopedia or now on the web.
Yeah. Oh, encyclopedia.
Kids are sitting there, what is that?
What in the world? Is that some kind of disease?
What about you, Ronnie? What went on this?
Well,
this summer?
It was a summer. I mean, in many ways, it was a good summer, a joyous summer. But in other ways, you know. It was
I want to pass on to everybody too, express again my sympathy. And I don't know if you've seen it or not. For those of you that don't know, Ronnie's dad passed away. I guess it was Monday morning.
That's right.
Tuesday morning this past week, and after a long battle, he was sick last year when we were doing the show, and I know it's. it's got to be tough running to give it up. But as you said to me, he's in a lot better place and a lot better condition now.
Absolutely. You
know, people passed on, and I should have told you this earlier, but many people passed on their thoughts and prayers on Facebook.
Well, thank you. I don't Facebook, so I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know that stuff. But for those who did, I certainly appreciate it. Again, it was a sad time, but it was a kind of a joyful time. It was a celebration. That's probably the best word. A celebration of my dad's life. He was 84 years old, lived a good life, and his health had just gotten terrible. For the last 6 months, he has not been, basically up. Has not been out of a room or out of a bed. So, he knew where he was going, and he was ready to go and wanted to go. And we miss him, but we wouldn't dare ask him to come back.
That's right. That's right. And I know it was tough on you and the family going through it all.
Yeah.
And the memories will be there forever.
Absolutely. Though, so. Can't take those.
And one other thing on this, and we'll move on, but as we went to the funeral home the other night, we got back in the truck, and I told Kathy, it spoke a lot of your dad to see, especially out in the country like that.
This
funeral home is sitting in a place you would never know.
Yeah.
But for the crowd to be there, it was there, speaks
volumes. He was very well respected, and I've never heard, and everybody that came through said they've never heard anybody say a bad word about Buddy Barnes. So,
well, I wish I could say that about you.
Yeah, I know. And you. they don't make them like our parents were, Our generation to their generation, please, you can't compare those two.
Big difference.
Absolutely, huge difference. But thanks, Jason. I appreciate it.
As far as sports, Ronnie, a lot of news over the summer. We'll probably touch on some of the highlights of it.
Sure.
And of course, we're going to wind up right back where we left off last year, talking about how dumb can people get. And look no further than Alabama and Auburn, both.
Yeah.
Players arrested, players kicked off the team. Auburn right now, Duke Williams, probably the best receiver in the nation.
No question. No question.
Is nowhere to be seen.
No.
He is not practicing with the team, and as of right now, we don't know when or if he will be back.
He's like the whole thing we always say, he gone.
Yeah.
And they
after turning down last year millions.
Yeah. And I know we'll talk more about that later, but you just sit and scratch your head that these guys have the world at their fingertips, money more than they could ever spend or their family could ever maybe spend. I guess that's debatable, but they just can't seem to walk the line good enough to stay, to stay on the club, to be able to go put the uniform on and go practice and get better.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
Yeah,
he's got one season left. You behave yourself one season.
Yeah. Well, he didn't do it. Well, just like we talked earlier, Jason. Duke Williams, he didn't even get to play in a bowl game last year.
Right.
So he's just carrying, apparently it's just carrying on to next season. And, you don't need that of any player on your team, but you certainly don't need it from unquestionably the best football player on Auburn's team. Because somebody else is going to follow him.
Oh, yeah. He's not alone.
If he doesn't straighten up, he's going to take somebody with him, because that's always the case. They never go by themselves.
And I've got, as you said, we'll go into this in depth a little more later, and I've got some comments from some different players. And as of right now, the way it sounds, the players agree with Coach Miles on either straighten up or they don't need you on the team.
That's right. Hey, Jason, would you go over, for folks that's wanting to call and participate in the show, would you give out the phone number and maybe, or I'll give out
you
the
give
phone
out
number?
The phone number, because I didn't write it down. We do have a new number.
We have a new phone number. So, Cindy.
Yeah, make sure.
Make sure you have this. Eddie, I'm sure he's probably going.
Hey, Eddie is actually in West Virginia now. So
he's moved to West Virginia?
He has moved to West Virginia. And
will we ever hear of him again?
Yeah, he promised to call in. In fact, I may text him and have him call in. But his job required a move, and so he is.
I didn't know there's anybody in West Virginia that washed her hair.
No, I didn't either. But now there's one.
There's one. It's Eddie. Okay. All right. Hey, the phone number is 737-9505. That is the new phone number here. Anytime you want to call and participate and give us your opinion on anything, it really doesn't matter what it is, that is the number, 737-9505. And hey, we also...
I'm proud of that, too, because that is so much easier to remember than the old number.
Yeah.
I never could, and I know, you know, my...
Yeah, you mess that up every now and then. It's like you'd
graduation.
Mess up Dan and Greg's name.
Yeah, I can't help it. I won't do it this year, though.
That's right.
Because Greg...
Yeah, tell us about, the Dan and Greg that were with us last year.
Thursdays look like... it'll be pretty much like it was last year. Dan will join us at 5 o'clock, somewhere right around in there. But before 5, we will have what will be Greg's replacement. And I may have this name wrong right to start with. I'll have to look back. But I think it's Chris Andrews.
Chris Andrews.
And
is he in California, too, which is where Greg was based?
I think he's out that way. I'm not sure exactly where.
Sure.
He has a website against the number... or againstthenumbers.com, and what is special about this. Yes.
Okay.
He is very highly spoken of by Greg, and Greg says that this man, this guy, has already forgotten more than Greg knows.
Yeah.
He said that this is the person that he done the magazine with.
Yeah.
They've got a magazine.
I remember him
now.
Talking about doing a magazine.
And that... he is pretty much sets the line that
Greg
he's the man to talk to.
Greg was impressive all last year with his picks.
Oh, yeah.
Especially
15
pro,
or 19.
Pro football, which is, to me, I don't know anything about picks, but to me that would have to be the hardest sport.
Oh, yeah.
To pick would be professional. To me,
no
professional football. I mean, just unbelievable. But, I guess we can take credit that he joined our show last year. And it has launched his career onto bigger and better things.
I'm telling you.
And what's it done for us?
Hey, we've got a new phone number.
Is that because the other phone number got cut off because we didn't pay the bill?
And as you would be known, it's not working right. I mean, the calls are coming in, but I can't get them on the air.
Oh, man.
Oh, so
I'm working on it.
That's all right.
Jay's working on it. Still a few glitches. First show to be expected.
Oh, of course.
But
hey,
just bear with us, and we'll talk about
that's
something.
That's right. Nobody said we were professional.
That's right.
We don't claim to be.
No, we don't want to be.
No, we're very amateur.
We old country boys.
That's right.
Sit around and talk about ball and running.
That's it.
Let's go over kind of the way it will be again this year. It's going to be real similar to last year's show.
Give us a layout.
Tuesdays will be, we'll open up, talk about the events from over the weekend, any games from over the weekend. Of course, we'll be talking Alabama and Auburn, hit the highlights.
Local.
Yeah, local sports. And boy, that's going to start real soon.
Absolutely.
21st for a couple of teams.
Yeah. We've got football just right, absolutely around the corner, which also means girls volleyball is right around the corner, too. So.
Then we will dive in a little more in-depth to the SEC with special emphasis on, of course, Alabama and Auburn.
Of course. It's only two teams that matter.
We'll take calls. We'll hopefully have Moolah. As of right now, that deal is still in the works, but I think we're going to have Moolah.
I think you got a string or two you can pull.
Yeah, I hope so. I've pulled the strings hard. So. But if we're not hunting Moolah, we'll be hunting.
That's right.
Something. So.
Oh, there'll be games to play.
Oh
along
yeah,
with.
Yeah, yeah. We'll give out clues for where's Moolah or the replacement for where's Moolah.
That's right.
And at Thursday we will have Chris Andrews. And now that name's way off. His name might be Joe Hunt. And if it is, get a good laugh out of it. So, but we'll have him around 4:15. At 5 o'clock, Dan Vosta, and
I haven't contacted Rex, but I will do that. I think we'll have Rex. You know, Rex is our local fishing expert, pro, whatever you want to call, and he's usually on with us every Thursday. Boy, he was so, I mean, he was just spot on.
Oh,
yeah. He was always with us, basically, on Thursdays at 5:30, and he would give us the local fishing report, what's going on the area lakes around here, even as far as up in Pickwick and Wilson and those areas. So we were thrilled that that Rex joined us, and hopefully he'll join us again this year.
So you're making fun of me about getting those names mixed up, and he's about to call Rex Russ or something. So
you just drained that.
A funny
one. You're still infected with that poison.
Yeah,
poison
it's got
over
to my brain.
Yeah, that's a short trip, isn't it?
And let's clear this up. Ronnie and I don't get along at all outside the show. I think Ronnie had a couple of people ask him last year, and I've had the same thing brought up to me. If we got along outside the show, and folks, we'll say this one time beginning because you won't hear it again, but Ronnie and I are actually good friends outside the show. Everybody that really knows us knows that. But if you're listening in, you may not always think that because we will disagree. And we will give each other a hard time.
Oh, absolutely.
But a lot of times when we're doing that, we're sitting here winking
and
laughing, and everybody thinks we're mad at
If we didn't like one another, we wouldn't come and spend 2 hours,
or
4 hours a week with one another. Good grief.
And as much as we love football.
Yeah, and even though Jason's normally always wrong, I still...
Who called the Ole Miss game last year? I want to hear that one more time.
Hello? I've lost my headset, Jason.
Hey, it's 4:19, and so if we're on schedule at last year's clock, 4:20 means it's break time.
Yeah.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Sports Talk Live, WRJM, Coleman, Alabama. And, Ronnie, that phone number is?
Let me put my glasses on. Seven. Let me put them on straight. How about that?
We even tripped it up for you guys. I got the good working new number, and the old number still works.
Sweet. We have
you're
two lines.
You're awesome.
Unbelievable.
But I can't get them to work on that.
Neither one of them works. Okay. 737.
You can call and talk to me. I just can't put them on the air.
Oh, okay. 737-9505 if you want to talk to Jay.
Yeah.
Hey,
we'll be right back.
Oh, I guess that means I'm supposed to do something. All right. We'll do this.
Hey there, Bob Baumhauer here. Last year, the Alabama State Park celebrated our 75th anniversary, but the fun really never ends. I'm happy because this year, special events and new promotions will help us reach out to those who have yet to visit a state park. In addition to providing family fun, our parks are located in some of the most beautiful parts of Alabama. So plan your next visit today. But this year, reach out and bring a friend. For more information, call 1-800-ALAPARK or go to alapark.com.
Brought to you by Alabama State Parks, the ABA, and this station.
Are you ready to take your music to the next level? Need to know how to kickstart your music career? How to get your music published and licensed? And the million-dollar question, how to get your music played on the radio? Baker Productions has the answer to these and many more questions you may have about the music industry. From demos to full production, they have the tools to get your music to the masses. From audio and video studios to copyrights, publishing, and mastering, MP3s to downloads from your website, YouTube, or Facebook page, they have the tools and experience to help get your music on track. See where your music career can lead at Baker Productions, 256-739-0388.
Hello, I'm Gary Taylor, conductor of the Coleman Community Band, and I'd like to extend an invitation to you to join the band. We just completed our 10th season, having started back in 2005, and currently have around 50 members. Our members range in age from 18 to 85 and come from all walks of life. The band performs at several events around Coleman, such as Oktoberfest and the Strawberry Festival, as well as concerts at Christmas and during the spring. In fact, the Christmas concert is part of the Coleman Community Concert Association series. We rehearse on Monday nights at the Coleman Middle School Band Room from 6:30 until 8:30. The band season begins after Labor Day and goes through the end of May. We take summers off. If you have experience playing a band instrument, no matter how many years it's been since you've played, we'd love to have you join us. You can contact me at 256-636-2754 or any band member. The first rehearsal of the new season is Monday night, September 14. Hope to see you then.
If you haven't visited Scissors Salon, what are you waiting for? Walk-ins are always welcome at Scissors. Scissors has a fresh new look and comforts with you in mind. At Scissors, it's all about you. Friendly professional service and attention to detail.
That's Scissors. Scissors Salon, Highway 278 East, 1/2 mile past the water plant. Just look for the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, 735-3089. 735-3089. That's Scissors.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Sports Talk Live. Baby steps. I don't have the phones working yet, but the online stream is up now.
All right, online.
One out of two ain't
stream.
Bad.
Welcome to the show.
That's right. No matter where you're. Hey, we had some streaming last year from Louisiana and all.
Yeah.
All over the country.
Reminder, the phone line's not working, and this is actually not Jay's fault, not anybody's fault. No. Just Mother Nature paid a visit to the station last night.
She sure did.
You can call and talk to me all day long. I just can't put you on the air.
So. Yeah.
And so we have some equipment that appears to have been fried during the storm. So
if you are calling, you know, don't give up on us. And if you can't get through today, we'll be hopefully up and going on Thursday, and you can give us a call. Tell us what you've been doing this summer. Maybe it's some of the folks who have called in, you know, Eddie and Sheila and Cindy and I know I'm forgetting some, Alan and Paul. Who was the guy who drives a truck?
Tally
called a lot. So you guys, yeah,
Tally the milkman.
We appreciate the phone calls, and that's one thing this
Absolutely.
Year we'd like to work on is try to get more people involved in the show.
Sure.
You know, if it takes buying them and giving something away or
that's
whatever.
Right.
So,
because that's what it's not about us. We like when we be about the community.
Oh yeah, we had I forgot her name now, but called. Remember, we had the political show we done that day. We started in sports and wound up in Washington.
That's right.
And she called to disagree with us, but that's fine.
That's okay.
We don't expect there. In fact, we don't. It'd be scary if everybody.
Oh, I know.
With
don't
you,
need
you
to.
Nice.
Speaking of politics.
Oh Lord!
I won't get you started.
Hey, we don't want to dive into that because I've already had to retract my endorsement
of Donald Trump.
I
knew that's what you was going to say.
And I just want to say this, and I'm not going to go any further into politics because I know there's a lot of Donald Trump fans
I like him.
Out there. Oh, yeah, I do too. But I just want to vote for him for president.
Is he good for the process right now?
Yeah, probably right now.
Because it generates interest.
Right. Hey, guys, as your manager, there are plenty of other places you can tune in and hear Donald Trump. Well, let's not do it here.
Well, you're going to have to get this out, Jess.
You better give an equal amount of time to Megyn Kelly if you go give it to Donald Trump.
Oh, that's where I'm going with this, Jay. Just sit back and bear with me a minute.
I got stuff to do back here.
Hey, as the little sign says, stay calm. I started out liking Donald Trump.
Yeah.
But he lost me 5 minutes into that debate. And his comments, I knew he had made comments toward women, but his comments toward women and some of the things he said, no way can I go along with that. I'm sorry if I've offended anyone.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
He's just Sheila.
He's a different kind
Facebook.
Of face. He's just a different kind of face, you know, in politics right now.
Right.
So.
And as you said, it draws interest.
That's right.
But so does the circus.
That's it. That's exactly right. Hey. Since we're here to talk about some sports, let me give you just a couple of headlines, Jason. This is from the NFL. If you remember, and I know you do, Steve Smith, wide receiver, now plays for the Ravens.
Yeah, I remember Steve Smith well.
Yeah.
He was on my team back in the day.
That's right. And he was with the Panthers there.
Yeah, Panthers.
And as a wide receiver. He is set to retire after this year. I think this is like his 16th year or something like that in the NFL. And if you haven't heard, and you probably have, Frank Gifford passed away this past week as well. He was 84 years old. Just a couple of little tidbits I read about Frank Gifford. Jason, let me give these. When he was growing up, of course, he grew up during the Depression. So, and his dad was a worker in the oil fields. And by the time Frank Gifford was in high school, his family had moved 47 times.
47.
His dad, they'd moved the family 47 times looking for work.
Wow.
Unbelievable, isn't it? 47 times they moved. He was picked number as the 11th overall pick in the 1952 draft. Now, why is that important at all? Well, here's the tidbit of information that's kind of striking. Okay, I'll ask you the question. His signing bonus in 1952, what do you think? How much was his signing bonus?
1952.
He was the 11th overall pick in the NFL draft.
Overall pick, I'm going to say $5,500.
Well, you are way high, my brother. His signing bonus was $250.
Wow.
$250. His first contract, okay, was for $8,000.
My things changed.
And these cats complain about what they make now.
Yeah, I don't give it $27 million a year. Exactly. So I'm not gonna
play. Right, $250 signing bonus. These guys signing now, they make more than that every 10 seconds.
Oh no doubt.
Every 5
about
seconds.
It.
You know. So I just thought that was kind of interesting. He also still holds a record with 78 touchdown catches for the New York Giants. So
wow,
there you go. That's just a couple of little tidbits from the NFL, and of course one that you touched on a little bit ago was Duke Williams is nowhere to be found in Auburn.
Hey guys,
yes,
Eddie says hi, sends his regrets that your incompetent controller back here can't get him on the air.
That sounds just like something that Eddie would say.
Absolutely. So
I'll keep taking your calls and talking to him.
Good glad to know Eddie's alive up there in Mountaineer country.
Yeah, War Eagle Eddie.
Exactly.
And Jeffrey Sullins,
yes.
First time I think he's actually tried to call in. He listens a lot, but first time, and he'll text me, but he's a little microphone shy. I don't want to be on.
Oh, come
but
on.
But he did actually try to call today.
That's because he knew the phones were down. It took all the pressure off of him.
I told him to hang with us, so maybe he'll join us.
Oh, he can give us you want somebody to give us a report on Florida State?
Oh, no doubt about
That'd
it.
Be he Jeff
can tell you, and it don't matter what sport it is.
No. So he is.
I'll see him on Facebook putting on there bragging about the Florida State volleyball team.
Die hard Florida State fan. So, and I don't know what we're going to do now that Jameis is not there to for us to talk about him.
I wonder what kind of difference that's going to make this year.
That's exactly right.
Hey, the schedules this year, Ronnie, are out, and I know a lot of Alabama fans. I've heard it till I'm blue in the face. So we've got the toughest schedule in the nation. Well,
yeah.
You know,
that's
I don't
true.
Know about the nation, but according to...
How can it not be?
I hadn't if seen everybody's schedule.
If you've got the toughest... No, I'm talking about the... Now, I'm bragging on the SEC. If you've got the toughest schedule in the SEC, really, how could you not have the toughest schedule in the country?
Because somebody else could play...
They don't play as many SEC teams as the SEC teams play.
But is the SEC the conference now?
Well, that's up for debate now, isn't it? You think?
Let's see, who won the national championship last year?
I don't remember.
I think that would be Ohio State. Now, who won it the year before? I think that would be Florida State.
Yes.
So, the last 2 years, SEC.
That's true. But what is it, like 3 out of the last 6 years or so, it's been SEC?
Yeah, but we can't keep going. And,
I know, we can't.
You know, I do think the SEC overall is the strongest, but there's conferences catching up.
There are. I agree. But I'm going to, just because I'm an Alabama fan, I'm going to say they've got the toughest schedule in the country.
And they may well
And I have nothing to back that up on. How about that? Well, at least I admitted it.
Yeah, you admit it. But let's look at the way the rankings fall as far as schedule. Number 14, Missouri. Their opponents this year will have a 51.66 winning percentage. Last year, they have 8 teams with a winning record on this year's schedule.
University of Missouri?
Yeah. They're last in the SEC. Easiest schedule in the SEC.
Would you like for me to quickly call them out?
Yeah, call them out down to 5, and let's talk about 5 on down to 1. So
what are you talking about?
Start at 14 and go down.
I'm just going to call out Missouri's schedule.
Oh, I thought you were going to call out.
No. I'm going to give you Missouri's schedule.
Yeah, roll them off real quick.
Okay. They play Southeast Missouri State, Arkansas State, UConn, Kentucky, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Vandy, Mississippi State, Tennessee, Arkansas.
That's pretty weak.
That's pretty weak.
Number 13, Florida, and we'll go through these real fast till we get down to 5.
New Mexico State, East Carolina, Kentucky, Tennessee, Ole Miss, Missouri, LSU, Georgia, Vandy, South Carolina, Florida Atlantic, and Florida State.
12, Ronnie, let's just wait till we get to five.
Okay.
And we'll talk about these five in depth, because that's really the ones anybody cares about. Alabama and Auburn's in it.
I agree.
12, Vandy. 11, Tennessee. 10, Kentucky. Again, these are the schedule rankings. 9, Georgia. 8, LSU. 7, the old ball coach at South Carolina. Yeah. 6, the overpaid Kevin Sumlin.
As you've always said. What is that, about $5 million a year?
Yeah. All right, number 5, Ole Miss, 56.49%.
And that's their that's the winning percentage of everyone combined on their schedule this year.
What they done in 2014.
Okay.
All right, call us out. Who does Ole Miss have?
Ole Miss opens up with UT Martin, then Fresno State, then Alabama, Vandy, Florida, New Mexico State, Memphis, Texas A&M, Auburn, Arkansas, then a bye week, LSU, Mississippi State. Well, that's pretty brutal toward once you get midway. Yeah. After you get past Memphis, then you go with Texas A&M, who, you know, the jury is out on them, but they've got a, you know, we know they're going to score points. You know, they've got a new defensive coordinator in John Chavis, and I don't think there's many, if any, better than him.
And Ole Miss goes to Alabama and to Auburn.
That's right. But, yes, they do. But they've got Texas A&M at home, Auburn on the road, Arkansas, which nobody's going to want to play. And I believe I said last year that Arkansas would go 6-6 and they would get to a bowl game.
I believe you did.
I did say that. I think Arkansas is just somebody nobody wants to play. And then they play LSU, and then they got Mississippi State. Pretty tough stretch right there.
Speaking of Mississippi State, they come in at number 4. With 57.42, they have 8 teams this year that had a winning
record
last year.
Okay, they start off with Southern Miss, which in the past has had good football teams.
Well, they have been bad the last couple
of
years.
They have. Southern Miss, then LSU, Northwestern State, then Auburn, then Texas A&M, Troy, Louisiana Tech, Kentucky, Missouri, Alabama, Arkansas, Ole Miss.
I actually like
their skid
better than Ole Miss.
Exactly. I do too.
All right. The music's playing, so it must be time for a break. And let's just say this.
All right. We'll be back with
3-2-1, Auburn, Arkansas, and Alabama. So we'll talk about
them when we come back. Their schedule.
I actually took the time to update the screen. Come on.
Hey.
Yeah, we were busy, man.
We weren't looking at it. Sweat's just dripping off my nose while we're here working so hard.
I have contacted our tech people, and I think they're sending someone over, so we might get lucky.
Okay.
If we are, we'll just give Baker Productions a free sponsorship of the show.
Hey, hey.
If they don't make it, we'll do our best to have it fixed by Thursday.
Life goes on,
baby. We'll do the best. Those guys are awesome. I mean, they bend over backwards to keep us on the air. And once you're behind this board, like, and the wires running over, that's over my head, over my pay grade.
good
to have them around. And they're advertising with the station now, too, so that's cool.
Good deal.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. You're listening to Sports Talk Live, the first edition of the year. We'll be right back talking about Alabama and Auburn.
Ready to take your music to the next level? Need to know how to kickstart your music career? How to get your music published and licensed? And the million-dollar question, how to get your music played on the radio? Baker Productions has the answer to these and many more questions you may have about the music industry. From demos to full production, they have the tools to get your music to the masses. From audio and video studios to copyrights, publishing, and mastering, MP3s to downloads from your website, YouTube, or Facebook page, they have the tools and experience to help get your music on track. See where your music career can lead at Baker Productions, 256-739-0388.
Hello, I'm Gary Taylor, conductor of the Coleman Community Band, and I'd like to extend an invitation to you to join the band. We just completed our 10th season, having started back in 2005, and currently have around 50 members. Our members range in age from 18 to 85 and come from all walks of life. The band performs at several events around Coleman, such as Oktoberfest and the Strawberry Festival, as well as concerts at Christmas and during the spring. In fact, the Christmas concert is part of the Coleman Community Concert Association series.
We rehearse on Monday nights at the Coleman Middle School Band Room from 6:30 until 8:30. The band season begins after Labor Day and goes through the end of May. We take summers off. If you have experience playing a band instrument, no matter how many years it's been since you've played, we'd love to have you join us. You can contact me at 256-636-2754 or any band member. The first rehearsal of the new season is Monday night, September 14. Hope to see you then.
If you haven't visited Scissors Salon, what are you waiting for? Walk-ins are always welcome at Scissors. Scissors has a fresh new look and comforts with you in mind. At Scissors, it's all about you. Friendly professional service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Scissors Salon, Highway 278 East, 1/2 mile past the water plant. Just look for the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, 735-3089. 735-3089. That's Scissors.
Back with you, Sports Talk Live, talking SEC football early in the year.
That's right, 4:38 on the clock.
Boy, it won't be long, Ronnie. What is the date of the kickoff?
First football game is September the 5th.
And let me tell you this. Guess who will be in Atlanta to watch Auburn and Louisville?
Jason?
Jason Spiegel, you're the winner.
What do I win? Do I win $50 for that?
You do. Put that on my charge.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna charge.
Ronnie, coming in at number three, yeah. The SEC's toughest schedules at number three, the Auburn Tigers, 60.53%, and they have 9 teams on the schedule with a winning record last year.
All right, and here they are. Here is Auburn's schedule, and I'll do the. You want the dates too?
Yeah, it don't matter.
They open up on September the 5th with the Louisville Cardinals, which is in Atlanta, which is where Jason said he'd be. The next week, they got Jacksonville State. Then they have LSU, Mississippi State, San Jose State. Then on October 10th, they're open. They don't play anybody. Then they come back with Kentucky, Arkansas, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Georgia, Idaho, and then finish up with the Alabama Crimson Tide. This year they will be playing in Auburn at the plane, on the plane. So,
and Ronnie,
it's not a cakewalk schedule.
No. And the game that, just like what we're going to say about Alabama in just a minute, the game that makes all the difference, I think, and puts Auburn at number three in the toughest schedule and Alabama at number one is that first game of the season. That's where the difference is. I think that puts them.
A lot of them are very similar games because they're in the same conference.
Right.
Yeah,
but Auburn
you're
playing Louisville, Alabama with Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's not going to be a cakewalk for either one of them.
No, it's not for neither one. You know, Bobby Petrino is a heck of a coach.
If he's not off riding his motorcycle with some blonde on the back.
I don't think he'd be doing that no more. So, but that should be an interesting game right there. That'd be a challenge for Auburn. Right out of the chute, just like it will be for Alabama and Wisconsin. Right.
Speaking of riding his motorcycle,
yes,
he was the coach when that happened. Arkansas coming in at number two.
Yep,
Arkansas Razorbacks at 63.46%. Actually, the highest winning percentage. Their opponents has the highest winning percentage
of anybody in
the SEC.
In the SEC, and their schedule is as follows. They open up with Texas El Paso, then Toledo, Texas Tech, which would be a tough game, Texas A&M, Tennessee, then they have Alabama, then they have an open week, then they've got Arkansas, UT Martin, Ole Miss, LSU, Mississippi State, and they finish it off with Missouri. So, as it is, Jason, and we say this every year, but certainly, if you're an SEC West team, you have a very challenging, difficult schedule because everybody in the SEC West should be as good as they were last year or better than they were last year. And it was a darn good conference. It was a darn good division last year. I mean, there's no question the SEC West is still the most dominant division of any conference in the country, any division. I mean, I don't even think that's up for debate.
Yeah,
you may want to debate whether the SEC is the strongest conference overall, but I don't think there's any argument that the SEC West is the most dominant division within a conference.
When you started naming over Arkansas opponents, I thought you were going to stay in the state of Texas.
What about that? Yeah.
Toledo out, but everybody else.
Toledo's in Ohio.
Yeah.
Three out of their first four games are schools from the state of Texas. Of course, the state of Texas is as large as some countries.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's a huge, in Texas.
Absolutely. It's a huge state. So that is another club. I said it last year. I'm going to say it again, even more this year. The Arkansas Razorbacks are a team that people just do not want to play. It's old-fashioned, line up, hit you in the mouth, and we'll be right back in just a minute, and we're going to do the exact same thing again.
Exactly.
They're brutal.
What Alabama used to be.
That's right.
Alabama,
they are a mirror of what Alabama. And Alabama has, you know, now that Kiffin's there, you know, they've kind of evolved and followed, you know, your Auburns and your Texas A&Ms, and maybe not to the degree that they do, but, you know, speed it up a little bit. That comes from, I guess, Kiffin plays a large part in that. But you also, whether you like the guy or not, you got to give Saban credit. He saw what the trend was and what seemed to be working well, and what was very, very, very difficult for his Alabama team to defend was someone who put pressure on them, who sped the game up and you know, got more plays in at a quicker pace.
Yeah,
and that's what they're doing now,
and
too.
And people don't like it. Football purists like Eddie, you know, don't like it, but it's just
right.
A fact. If you're going to win, you're going to have to score some points now. I mean, the old days of 7-3 are pretty much over.
Yeah,
with. It
can
still happen, but you don't see it very often.
No, you don't. And it's fun to see it sometimes.
I like to
see it. Now, I don't want to see it every week.
No.
Now, I would like to see defensively Alabama only giving up, you know,
eight
points or less a game, and then, you know, scoring 35 or 40, you know, but that's not going to happen anymore. I think those days are long gone.
And, Lenny, I heard on another talk show just, I guess it was last week, the old argument that we went through last year, and I remember I disproved the argument about defenses. They were talking. They were actually talking about Auburn and Will Muschamp. That Will Muschamp can't have the defense at Auburn that he's had in the past, and because of the time of possession, this hurry-up offense. And remember, we went through the time right before the end of the year last year.
Yeah.
And as far as time of possession, Auburn's time of possession was more than their opponents by a pretty good margin.
Yeah.
And was very similar to the time of possession Alabama had.
Yeah,
You don't realize it.
It's perception.
Yeah.
Because everybody's perceiving that, you know, it's just hurry up, run a play. And some of that's kind of – some of that may be, you know, true. But when it's – as you said, the stats don't lie. When it all plays out
– it's pretty much the same thing.
You're right. It's pretty much the same thing. But, they will speed it up now.
I can see it getting you in a bind if you're in Auburn and you have two or three three-and-outs and stick your defense right back out there against a team like Arkansas that's going to pound it down your throat.
Sure.
But by the time the end of the year gets here, you will see that Auburn time of possession, if they're decent, will be as much or more than Alabama's, and they will be – they should be more than their opponent.
Right.
If not, they're going to have a long year.
Yep. You're right.
Coming in at number one, and as bad as I hate to say it, Alabama.
I hate to say it, too.
62.34%. They've got 10 teams on the schedule with a winning record last year.
10 teams. How many games do they play?
That'd be 12.
That's right. That's exactly right. And here is the Alabama Crimson Tide schedule. They open up the season in Arlington, Texas, at the Dallas Cowboys Stadium, playing Wisconsin. Then they play Middle Tennessee, Ole Miss, Louisiana Monroe, Georgia, Arkansas, Texas A&M, Tennessee, all in a row. Then they have a break, and then they get LSU, Mississippi State, Charleston Southern, and then, of course, they finish it off at Auburn against the Auburn Tigers. If that's not one of the most difficult schedules in the country, I don't know what is. But I'm banking on the SEC being a very, very strong conference.
Yeah, and it should be. We'll see I don't know how much better the SEC will be than any other conference, but we'll see as the year plays on. They give the toughest stretches also, Ronnie. And this,
I think it's
Alabama.
I haven't looked at it.
Okay.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
I haven't looked at that.
All right, let's start with Mississippi State.
Okay.
What do you see their toughest three-game stretch?
Their toughest three-game stretch? Well, in a row. Three in a row. Alabama, Arkansas, Ole Miss.
That is what they say.
Yeah.
Alabama at Arkansas and playing Ole Miss at home. So.
Yeah.
Auburn, October. Whoop. I can't give that away.
No, their three toughest stretch. Well, they don't have one.
Yeah, they don't. They
Arkansas, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, October 24th through November 7th.
And our source says October 24th through November 7th.
Yeah.
At Arkansas, Ole Miss, and at Texas A&M.
Yeah. Yep.
Number two, Arkansas.
Three-game toughest stretch for them.
This one is an easy one. I'm not looking to schedule you, but by looking at what they said.
Texas A&M. Tennessee, Alabama.
Right, and it's at Tennessee and at Alabama.
Yeah, Tennessee should have a good football team. If they didn't have that bye week, it would be in Tennessee, Alabama. If they played Auburn after Alabama, that would have been the stretch there. But there's a bye week there, so we couldn't count that.
Yeah, that's pretty brutal.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama.
Three-game toughest stretch would have to be, I'll say Arkansas, Texas A&M, and Tennessee.
You're real close. They're going Georgia, Arkansas, and at Texas A&M.
Okay. I agree. I agree with that. I missed that Georgia game. Yeah. Georgia, Arkansas, Texas A&M. Difficult schedule, no matter how you slice it, for all of them.
Eddie, what do you think about that if you're listening? You can't call us.
That's right.
Just wondering what you thought about it.
So that is
he can call and talk to me. I can tell you what he says.
That's right. So that is the schedule, the 2015 SEC football schedule, done rather briefly, and of course every week we'll be coming back to it.
Hey, I just had a crazy idea.
Yes.
You can't hear that, can you?
No.
No.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. I can hear a dial tone. Okay.
All right.
I don't know if that was a good idea or not.
No, I believe that one was going to go into bad.
That's good. Yeah. 2015 SEC football schedule. Again, we'll be talking much, much more about it in much greater detail as we get closer to that September the 5th kickoff for all the SEC schools.
4:50 means it's time for a break. Again, the phone lines are down due to Mother Nature, so we can't take any calls.
But, or you can call and talk to me all day long.
Yeah, if you want to.
I'm a lonely bachelor out here.
I didn't know what you were going to say.
All right. There's Jay.
4:50, time for break. When we come back, we're going to tell you who we think is going to win each game. Auburn, Alabama schedule. Take a look at it up close and personal. Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Coleman.
In News Center, I'm Angie Norvell. New developments in the court case of Alexius Foster, accused of the 2013 death of his uncle George Foster in Tuscaloosa. A mistrial was declared after the defense requested it. Homicide investigators now see another man arrested. 37-year-old Shadrell Matthews will face a capital murder charge in connection with George Foster's death. Matthews behind bars without bond. A shooting in Talladega under investigation. Authorities say Joseph Harrington was shot inside his house on Highway 21. A state appeals court upholds the conviction of a Coleman County man who murdered his wife, 51-year-old Michael Lindsay of Baileyton, appealing the life sentence handed to him in the 2013 death of Tammy Lindsay. After having her husband committed to a mental health institution for delusion and paranoia, she checked him out of Walker Baptist Medical Center's psychiatric unit. She had the understanding he was to go to a Georgia facility the next day, but that night he stabbed her to death. Her children witnessed the murder. I'm Angie Norvell. This is the Alabama Radio Network. The The mother of a Birmingham man accused of beating a detective says the family will hire an attorney to represent her son. The court date for 34-year-old Jannard Cunningham pushed back when he showed up to court today without a lawyer. It's got a long rap sheet, several aliases, too. During a routine traffic stop in Roebuck, police say Cunningham took the detective's gun and then pistol-whipped him. It's certain now there will be a second special session of the Alabama legislature. Lawmakers have yet to approve a general fund budget for the next fiscal year that begins in October. This is the final day of the first special session on the matter. House giving a big thumbs down earlier today to a Senate proposal, including major cuts to numerous state agencies. There's a $200 million shortfall in the general fund budget. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration cites an Alabama fireworks manufacturer after an explosion in February that killed two workers. OSHA also seeking to fine Ultratech Special Effects and Owens Crossroads more than $66,000 for up to 14 safety violations. In addition to the two deaths, two other employees were seriously injured. I'm Angie Norvell. This is ARN.
Pepsi Gulf Coast Jam, Labor Day weekend, September the 4th through the 6th in Panama City Beach, Florida. Over 20 acts in 3 days. Friday, Lady Antebellum. With Hunter Hayes and Sam Hunt. Saturday, it's Miranda Lambert.
Can't ride my little red wagon.
Dwight Yoakam, Scotty McCreary. Sunday, Keith Urban.
Put in my
Martina McBride, Gary Allen, and many more. Lodging packages and tickets on sale now at GulfCoastJam.com. Pepsi Gulf Coast Jam is a PCB Entertainment production.
This is Roger Barlow from the Catfish Institute, and I'm proud to introduce Alabama's 2015 Catfish Farmer of the Year, Sage Spree.
Thanks, Roger. My family and I work hard to make sure only the best and healthiest catfish make it to your family's plate. It's my job, and it's my commitment to you, our faithful consumers.
Be sure to look for the U.S. farm-raised catfish seal in restaurants and grocery stores. For more information, visit uscatfish.com.
In sports, sources say a deal is being finalized for Deontay Wilder to defend his title in Birmingham at the Legacy Arena against Frenchman Johan Duhapas on September 26th. The Tuscaloosa native was seen by a sellout crowd of nearly 10,000 boxing fans when he defeated Eric Molina at UAB's Bartow Arena in June. That was his first title defense. The Legacy Arena can hold up to 19,000 fans. Last week, the Birmingham City Council approved the budget without money to support UAB athletics. Now, Mayor William Bell has asked the council to add $500,000 for UAB. That's part of the city's $2.5 million commitment to bring back the football program. Council committee approving $500,000 stipulation today. City's got a surplus of $13 million from increased revenue. A federal judge wants both sides in the court battle over Tom Brady's Deflategate suspension to hold settlement talks before tomorrow's court hearing. New England Patriots quarterback suspended 4 games for his alleged role in the team using improperly inflated footballs in last January's AFC Championship. Angie Norvell, ARN Sports.
Welcome back, 4:55, the first edition of Sports Talk Live for the season, and not all things working as they should.
That's right.
We're up and running.
That's it. The most important thing is taking place, and we're on the air.
That's right.
The first things first.
All right, Ronnie, we've talked about...
I have to complain a little bit. You know, after that drastic 2 hours last night, I was beginning to wonder if we're going to be on the air again.
Yeah, it was. It was a pretty wicked.
We do not like lightning around here.
I can understand that.
We talked about the schedule, who plays who and where and why and all that good stuff. Now let's go into Alabama and Auburn.
Yeah.
And as we done last year, we done this right to start the season last year.
We did.
And let's see who you think will win each game and how I think each game is going to come out, just on Alabama and Auburn.
Right.
And as we get the phone lines up and working, maybe we'll have a little contest.
I was going to say, we may make a contest out of this.
Maybe we can do something online or find something.
Yeah, the person that gets the most right, and if they're tied, we have to pick the total points of the Alabama-Auburn game to say who the winner's going to be for a gift certificate somewhere.
Yeah, we'll do that something for the season. But to kick it off, Alabama will be playing Wisconsin. Ronnie?
I'm picking these, right?
Yeah, you're picking them. And I'm gonna follow you up on Alabama, and then follow me up on Auburn.
You got it. Okay. They open up with Wisconsin. I'm taking Alabama.
Going to take Alabama. All right. I'm going to take Alabama also in that one.
That's good of you.
So we will agree on that.
All right.
All right, Middle Tennessee. This is a tough one. You've got to put a lot of thought into that.
Alabama.
You know, I'm going to agree with you, Ronnie. Ole Miss, the old bite last year.
That was the last year. It's in Tuscaloosa this year. I'm taking the Crimson Tide.
And this year I'm going to agree with you.
Yeah.
Who was that called the Ole Miss game last year? Said Ole Miss.
That was Jason Spiegel.
Just wanted to.
For the third time today.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get it in five times before.
I tell you, that was impressive. That was a good call on your part. I thought it was nuts, though, but it turned out to be.
I had heard.
Spot on.
Ole Miss praises for too long, and
luckily
it worked out.
Yep.
So, a blind squirrel.
That's it.
Behind the acre, never know.
Every now and then.
Louisiana Monroe.
Alabama.
I think I'll agree with you again.
Yeah.
Georgia at Athens.
Well.
Boy, a lot of hesitation here.
There is.
In fact, I've not seen you hesitate this much on an Alabama pick.
I'm going to go Georgia.
Ronnie is going Georgia. That is the first time I think. No, you picked Auburn last year against Alabama.
Last year?
Yeah.
Did I? You're kidding
me. Nope, you said that Auburn would beat them. Okay. And Ronnie,
I'm taking Georgia.
I'm going to agree with you again. I think Georgia wins.
And even though I'm not completely sold all that much on Georgia, they're like Alabama in the fact that they don't know who their quarterback is going to be either.
That's true.
You know, they don't have a clue.
But here, you remember what I said a while ago, a blind squirrel find acorn every now and then. I think Georgia finds the acorn this year.
You think they do?
Every year, who is it that's going to win the East? And every year, who lays an egg?
They do.
But I think, finally, Mark Richt's going to get it in gear.
You're going to get them over the hump?
And, yeah, they could
so
be.
So are you going out on the limb and saying Georgia's going to win the East? And we're not even talking about that?
Yep, I'm going to say Georgia wins the East.
Okay. All right, I've got Georgia beating Alabama on October the 3rd.
Now, what about October the 10th? The Arkansas Razorbacks, a team that you like a lot.
I do like them a lot, but I'm not going to have Alabama losing two games in a row, so I'm taking Alabama.
Okay.
But I will admit that they don't. That's a game on the schedule that they're not looking forward to.
And, Ronnie, I'm going to disagree with you here. Alabama loses two in a row.
Two in a row.
Arkansas.
Okay. You're smoking that reefer again.
Yeah, smoking that poison oak. October 17th, Texas A&M playing the team that's got the most overpaid coach in college football.
At $5 million a year. Yeah. I'm going with Alabama.
And I'm going to agree with you. Alabama wins that one, I think, going away. Sumlin scores some points, but no defense.
Yeah.
October the 24th. Tennessee Volunteers Tuscaloosa.
I'm taking Alabama, but I believe it's going to be the games for Alabama to beat Tennessee are going to get tougher and tougher and tougher as the years go by. It's going to get back to what the old Alabama-Tennessee rivalry used to be. I beat you, you beat me. Alabama's won about 9 or 10 in a row, and most of them are not even competitive, but I think those days are about over.
Yeah, I do too, and as much as I would like to disagree with you here, I'd like to see old Rocky Top come out on top.
Oh, no.
Not like you.
I wouldn't even pick Tennessee over Auburn.
I think they're a year or two away, so I'm going to say Alabama wins that one.
I agree.
October 31st, Halloween. They got a big blank, so Alabama will win that.
That's right.
November the 7th, LSU in Tuscaloosa.
I'm taking Alabama.
Boy, I'm torn on this one.
That ain't going to happen.
I can't pick the Mad Hatter. Alabama.
That ain't going to happen.
Alabama wins that one.
I think, I'll tell you this, I think Arkansas stands a better chance of beating Alabama than LSU does.
I do too. November 14th, Mississippi State.
Alabama.
I think Alabama. Also, I think Mississippi State
be the miracle for them. I believe is
And I think Ole Miss may be in the same boat.
I do too.
I think they're one and done.
I do too.
Charleston Southern, November 21st.
That'd have to be Alabama.
And the Auburn Tigers at Auburn, November 28th. Of course, we know where we're going here.
You think so?
I think.
Well, I have to.
Alabama, and I'm going to go Auburn.
Well, I almost went Auburn.
If I hadn't said that,
if you hadn't, if I was going to, but I thought, well, we need to have something to bicker about. So I'm going.
What if at the end of the year you could say I went against my prejudice and called it like I seen it and picked Auburn?
Yeah, but I ain't.
Okay,
I'm going with Alabama,
and I've got to go with Auburn.
So I have Alabama sitting at 11-1.
Ooh, that's lofty.
That's lofty. I got them at 11-1, and if they're 11-1 and they only lose to Georgia, that means they're going to be in the SEC championship game. There's no other way to
right. And if they get in the SEC championship, let's go ahead and write this down on the back. Who does Alabama play in the SEC championship?
I don't know how anybody could really go against Georgia. I'm picking Georgia to win the East.
Okay, and let's take it on a step further. Who wins the SEC championship between Alabama and Georgia?
Alabama will defeat Georgia.
And we got to have a score on this one.
Okay, Georgia. See, now I picked Georgia to beat Alabama regular season. They'll meet again in the SEC championship game. Alabama will defeat Georgia 37-17.
Not even close.
Not even close.
All right. And I'm not going to go with Alabama in the SEC championship.
Well, of course
so
you're not.
I don't have to pick that one. I've got all Alabama right. going, 9-3?
Yes.
And I think they could be
8-2. Along with the club we're about to talk about.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'll call them out for Auburn. You pick them first, and I'll pick second. All right, Auburn opens up with Louisville.
Auburn wins this one right in. Let me say this, and this is going to sound crazy, but I think it's going to be one of two ways.
I don't think. How else could it be?
I don't think there's going to be.
They're going to win big or they win close.
Right, but I don't think it's going
to
be.
That's a way to go out on the limb, Judge.
I don't think it's going to be a middle of the road 10-point game, 8-point game. Auburn's either going to pull it out right at the end.
Yeah.
Or they may beat them 30. I don't know. Jeremy Johnson, as we talked about, is going to be the key to every game Auburn plays.
You know, and Jason, I was going to say, don't take this like it sounds. The hype for this guy is as large as I've ever seen for somebody who has not played.
Right. He has started, a total of two games, and that was because...
I mean, the kid hasn't even played, and you hear his name mentioned in the Heisman race?
He is actually on Bovada. Somebody told me this. But if you were looking to play for entertainment purposes only.
Oh, of course.
He is their number four candidate to win the Heisman. And I agree. I have no idea where they're getting this from.
Where does that come from? Yes, he had lofty when he was recruited. Yes, he has a huge arm. Yes, he's a big, strong kid. But, Jason, there's those kind of kids out there at a lot of schools.
Right, you can go to Birmingham right now and find several on the street.
That's right. Case in point, and of course, this kid at Alabama that we'll talk about, later in later weeks, Blake, the Barnett kid, who is the highly, highly touted true freshman that's there. Did you see on the internet the other day? Was he threw the football 70 yards through the goalpost in the air? 70 yards.
Wow.
I say that to say every school has got a kid that can throw it down the field. My question is, where does this hype come from for Jeremy Johnson? Other than from your gurus that sit on TV and have to have something to talk about or radio, not
Here
necessarily
it is.
Us.
In my opinion, Ronnie, Jeremy Johnson started, like I said, two games, I think. He might have started three. I think two games, Western Carolina being one of them.
Yeah.
At halftime of the Western Carolina game, I think he was 12 of 14.
Yeah.
For I forgot how many yards. And the other game, pretty much the same way. Well, like I said, it was Western Carolina.
Absolutely.
It wasn't Alabama.
That's right.
It wasn't even Arkansas.
That's right.
But that, combined with, like you said, his build, his physical makeup, I think
it's just through the roof.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the expectation. He can't do anything but go down.
Right.
Because the expectations are so high for this kid.
He's in a no-win situation.
He absolutely is. He can complete 50% of his passes, you know, or 60%, and that's, you know, that's like he's,
oh yeah,
he's maybe not, it's 30%.
He's going to be a disappointment at 60%. He will be a disappointment.
You know, so. And that's a lot to hang on a, you know, hang around a kid's, you know, neck on their shoulder pads, again, of a kid who has not played. Now, if we were talking about a Marcus Mariota, you know, at Oregon, or if we were talking about who, you know, we'd love to talk about, a Jameis Winston, and putting those high expectations on them, that's understandable. They've, I mean, they've done something to accomplish it. But this kid, not throwing off on him, he hasn't done anything to, and I don't know if you'd say deserve this because all these accolades, because I don't know if that's not more of a, it's more of a distraction than anything, you know. So I just find it really odd that he's getting so much hype and really at this point hasn't done anything.
I agree with you 100%.
So anyway, okay, you're picking.
I'm picking Auburn.
Okay, I will also pick Auburn.
Oh,
is that AU or UA?
Runny.
All right. Second game, Jacksonville State.
Jacksonville State. I wish Eddie was here to talk about this
the
one.
The Gamecocks.
But, going with the Auburn Tigers.
I agree. But that, for their division, where they play, that is a good football team.
Oh, yeah.
Good football team. Next, LSU.
LSU. Auburn wins this one, but a close one. Not anything.
Now, this is in Baton Rouge.
Auburn still wins it.
Night game. Still wins it.
Still wins.
I'm with you. I'm taking Auburn. Mississippi State.
Mississippi State. I think Auburn wins this one and another one that's not even close. As I said, I think Mississippi State's done.
I agree. I'm picking Auburn as well. San Jose State.
Another Auburn win. Not much you can say about that game.
No, there's not. Then they have Kentucky.
Randy, I'm going to pick Auburn, but watch this. It's a trap game. Kentucky going to be
better football team.
Yeah, and Thursday night, if you look back, Auburn never has played good on a Thursday night game.
That's right.
And even more against them, if you look back, the favorite team, for some reason, on Thursday nights has not fared well, but still going with Auburn.
Right. You know, and I agree with you, Jason, completely. I'm glad you mentioned that because if you hadn't, I was going to. If anything does surprise Auburn, it's going to be that game right there. You know, they're open the week before. You know, sometimes that helps you. Sometimes that hurts you. And then the week even before that, they play San Jose State, which is probably going to be, you know, not much to it there either. So, you know, they're going to have a couple of weeks. One week they don't play at all, and San Jose State, you may could say they don't play there either. So, you know, they may go, you know, a couple of weeks before they're challenged at all. So, I agree with you. I think you hit the nail on the head. Kentucky is a upset in the way in the making, possibly. So Auburn better have it strapped on against Kentucky.
I'll say
Auburn's going to win, but I think it's going to be a much better game than people think.
Yeah,
and I won't be shocked if Kentucky were to beat them.
Oh, I might be in shock.
Okay, well, yeah, you would, but you're saying this is a game they better watch out for.
Yep.
Next, they have Arkansas.
Arkansas at Fayetteville. I can still remember the Tommy Tuberville days when Auburn was ranked high, went to Arkansas, and Arkansas drug them up one side of the field and back down the other. But I'm going to go with Auburn, and I don't know. I don't have a good feeling, but I'm going with Auburn.
All right. Well, I'm going to take Arkansas.
I
like Arkansas. I liked them last year, and I like them even more this year. Okay. Then the next week, Ole Miss at Auburn.
Ole Miss. This game's always close, but Auburn wins it.
Agree with that. I'm taking Auburn. Texas A&M at College Station.
Auburn struggles with Texas A&M, but Auburn wins. They get revenge for last year and wins it.
Okay. I take Auburn as well. Then they have Georgia at Auburn.
Georgia at Auburn. Georgia, my team out of the East.
Yes.
And here we go. I'm going to pick, and I hate to do this because I picked Georgia to beat Alabama, and I don't think they beat Alabama and Auburn both the same year.
I agree. But
I'm going to pick Georgia.
Okay. Jason's got Georgia.
You're going to fall somewhere down the line, and I think this may be Auburn's fall.
And I'm going to take Auburn to win. So we disagree on those.
All right.
Idaho at Auburn.
Boy, that's going to be a tough
one. Yeah.
Ronnie, I'll tell you how tough this game is. They have got a special advertising online. The University of Auburn sending it out, the family pack or whatever it is. You know, they're basically paying you to go to the game.
Yeah.
Just come fill a seat up. We'll give you a hot dog and a Coke. But Auburn's going to win this one.
Barely.
Yeah, the taters will be mashed.
All right, and then that brings us down to the season finale on November the 28th against the Alabama Crimson Tide on the plains of Auburn. And I know who you're going to
say. We've already picked it above, so
that's right.
I'm going with the Auburn Tigers.
Jason's taking the Auburn Tigers, and I'm taking the Alabama Crimson Tide. That has both of us picking them to lose one game, correct? The Georgia.
Right.
You picked them. No, you picked them to beat. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I picked to lose to Georgia.
To Georgia, and I picked them to lose to Alabama. So
Then you got Auburn losing too because you picked them to lose to Arkansas.
That's right. Oh, I'm sorry. I did pick Arkansas. So I've got them losing. Yeah, two. I'm sorry. I circled the Georgia.
So I've got a 11-1. You're 9-2. I'll have Auburn, as you said, playing Georgia in the SEC
championship game.
And this one I'm going to do just like you done.
Yeah.
Except it's going to be Auburn comes back and beats Georgia in the SEC championship. 34-31.
SEC championship game. Auburn over Georgia.
Right.
Kind of interesting how it comes out. We both had you picked Georgia to beat Auburn and I picked Georgia to beat Alabama.
Yeah. So Georgia's there.
Georgia's there.
They
don't have to play the season out.
At least y'all agreed on something. Hey, what
That's
can I
right.
say?
Absolutely.
The music's playing means it's time for a break. I would give the phone number, but it's not working. We'll have it up Thursday. Until then, just bear with us.
That's right.
You're listening to Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Coleman's independent radio station.
Hey there, Bob Baumhauer here. Last year, the Alabama State Park celebrated our 75th anniversary, but the fun really never ends. I'm happy because this year, special events and new promotions will help us reach out to those who have yet to visit a state park. In addition to providing family fun, our parks are located in some of the most beautiful parts of Alabama. So plan your next visit today, but this year, reach out and bring a friend. For more information, call 1-800-ALAPARK or go to alapark.com.
Brought to you by Alabama State Parks, the ABA, and this station.
Are you ready to take your music to the next level? Need to know how to kickstart your music career? How to get your music published and licensed? And the million-dollar question, how to get your music played on the radio? Baker Productions has the answer to these and many more questions you may have about the music industry. From demos to full production, they have the tools to get your music to the masses. From audio and video studios to copyrights, publishing, and mastering, MP3s to downloads from your website, YouTube, or Facebook page, they have the tools and experience to help get your music on track. See where your music career can lead at Baker Productions, 256-739-0388.
Hello, I'm Gary Taylor, conductor of the Coleman Community Band, and I'd like to extend an invitation to you to join the band. We just completed our 10th season, having started back in 2005, and currently have around 50 members. Our members range in age from 18 to 85 and come from all walks of life. The band performs at several events around Coleman, such as Oktoberfest and the Strawberry Festival, as well as concerts at Christmas and during the spring. In fact, the Christmas concert is part of the Coleman Community Concert Association series. We rehearse on Monday nights at the Coleman Middle School Band Room from 6:30 until 8:30. The band season begins after Labor Day and goes through the end of May. We take summers off. If you have experience playing a band instrument, no matter how many years it's been since you've played, we'd love to have you join us. You can contact me at 256-636-2754 or any band member. The first rehearsal of the new season is Monday night, September 14. Hope to see you then.
If you haven't visited Scissors Salon, what are you waiting for? Walk-ins are always welcome at Scissors. Scissors has a fresh new look and comforts with you in mind. At Scissors, it's all about you. Friendly professional service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Scissors Salon, Highway 278 East, 1/2 mile past the water plant. Just look for the big scissors on the roof.
Scissors, 735-3089. 735-3089. That's Scissors.
Back with you, 5:17 on a Tuesday afternoon, and running one thing thinking about as we sit here coming back in is how hot it is right now.
I wish I had a weed eater. Long.
Oh, a weed eater. Don't even talk about weed eater. That makes me itch when I think about it. But it won't be long till we'll start getting a cool breeze in the afternoon.
That's right.
The leaves will start turning loose.
That's it.
There's nothing to compare to fall.
No. And you know that football season is right around the corner. Especially if you, even around here locally, you're driving around and you hear the bands out practicing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're practicing this time of year. I was out at Fairview at the golf course a few days ago, I don't know when it was, not too long ago, and it was a little bit cooler that day, not too hot, and a breeze blowing, and I could hear Fairview's band playing. I was thinking, man. You know, football season is right around the corner.
If you really want to get the fever, do that right around, especially when the weather starts cooling, and put on the old Kenny Chesney song, The Boys of Fall.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm telling you, if that don't give you football fever.
You just ain't living.
No, you're not right.
No, you ain't right. That's right. Hey, Jason, real quick, I don't know where ESPN does this. They do a top 25 power ranking. I don't know how they come up with this. I don't know what it's tied to, what the criteria is, because it's not the same as their top 25 football rankings. This is their power rankings. So I don't know what that –
We already established there is a little difference ESPN's rankings and power rankings.
That's right, there is. So quickly, for those who haven't seen it and that might be interested, this is ESPN's top 25, their power ranking, okay? Coming in at number 25 is Texas A&M. Number 24, Tennessee. 23, Boise State. 22, Arkansas. So there's already three SEC schools in it. 21, Oklahoma. 20, Georgia Tech. 19, Wisconsin. 18, Arizona. 17, Arizona State. 16 is Stanford. 15, Ole Miss. 14, LSU. 13, Clemson. 12, everybody's favorite, the Pace family, Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Number 11, UCLA. Number 10, the Georgia Bulldogs. Number 9, Jason's favorite, the Florida State, Seminoles.
Got a low.
That's right. Number 8, Michigan State. Number 7, USC, University of Southern California. Number 6, Oregon. Number 5, Alabama. Number 4, Baylor. Number 3, the Auburn Tigers. Number 2, TCU. And the number 1 ranked in ESPN's power rankings doesn't come as a surprise now as the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Right. If Ohio State wasn't ranked number 1, I would fall out.
In any poll.
You
got schools like Alabama that they don't have a quarterback. Georgia, they don't have a quarterback. South Carolina, they're not sure. Florida, they're not sure.
And really Auburn's not sure. Even though we've got a Heisman candidate,
we're
really not sure.
You're really not sure, but you know who you're going to put out there. Right. Alabama doesn't even know who they're going to put out there.
And boy, that brings us back to Coker again. What is the deal there?
I don't know. But to get to this point, Ohio State has three guys that could start anywhere at any school at quarterback, probably. And then they've got as good a running back as in the country.
Yeah.
And maybe the best, one of the top two or three defensive linemen.
I want to
out there. So
tell you something that you need to work on, running to be a real Alabama fan now.
Yeah,
because I've heard this, and it's funny. And Auburn fans, let's just say it like it is, the crazy ones.
Yeah,
would be the same way.
Yeah,
Alabama fans somehow have managed to spin this quarterback situation into, instead of we don't have a quarterback or we don't have anybody we're comfortable with, into
We got so many.
Yeah, we've got three that's so good, he can't decide which one he wants to play.
I wish that was the case. Yeah. But the only school that has that problem is Ohio State.
Right.
Now, does Alabama potentially have really good, solid quarterbacks there now? I think the answer to that is yes, potential.
Yeah.
But that's what it is. It's potential. Nobody has apparently turned their head enough to be named starting quarterback. And, you know, okay, it's big deal. You know, as I heard somebody say, Nick Saban didn't name Blake Sims until right before the football game started last year. And that season turned out pretty well for him.
Right.
Much better than people anticipated.
Did you happen to catch ESPNU Saturday, the Alabama-Auburn game? From last year was on?
No.
Yeah, I watched it till it was 30-something to 20-something. Auburn had an 11-point lead.
Yeah.
And then I used the old remote, turned it off, and I said, that's where
it ends. Where it all ends.
I don't care anything about any of the rest of it.
Yeah. But you're right, Jason. We will certainly be talking about this more and more, about this Alabama situation as far as, you know, who their quarterback's going to be. Here's simply what my take is. If I'm Coker, I'm real concerned right now that I haven't been named the starting quarterback I've already been there a year. I've already been the backup. You know, I've done everything that I could do to learn to be named the starting quarterback. And the name I keep hearing is the Cornwell kid. Who, might I add, is a redshirt freshman.
Right.
Coker is a fifth-year or sixth-year, whatever he is, senior.
And it speaks, and I know you come across some freaks of nature.
Yeah.
Like Jameis Winston, who can come in as a freshman and play. But if at Alabama's level, if you're playing a freshman at quarterback, it tells me you're lacking at quarterback.
Yeah.
Now, maybe not by the end of the year.
Right.
You're lacking.
Yeah. I think it'll be Coker's to start with, but I think when it's all said and done, as the season plays on, Cornwell's going to become the starter.
Now, this is the same quarterback that Jimbo Fisher said.
Yes.
Was a tight race with Jameis Winston, as good a passer as he had ever coached.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
And he still hadn't won the starting job, and he didn't win it last year, you know. So,
speaking of polls, you give the power rankings.
Not
going to go through the 25 on these, but let's look at the top 10 in, let's say, Sports Illustrated, ESPN, and the coaches poll.
Okay.
If the playoffs were today, you would have Ohio State, this is according to Sports Illustrated.
Sports Illustrated, okay.
Ohio State playing Notre Dame. Ohio State is 1, Notre Dame 4. 2, Auburn playing number 3, TCU. So Ohio State, Auburn, TCU, Notre Dame. Alabama coming in at number 5. And so I think that's far enough on that.
I do too. I think I could go with the top 3 right there. Even with Auburn, I say, yeah, that's possible. I don't see Notre Dame. But, of course, Notre Dame, you know, many times their schedule is what it is. And, of course, we all know they're on TV every week.
You know what's odd? You're looking at these, look where Notre Dame is at. They maybe want to sell some magazines. Look where Notre Dame is at on Sports Illustrated compared to ESPN and the coaches.
Yeah. Exactly. Can you even find them?
Back at 11.
11.
In both of those polls.
But Sports Illustrated has them at 4.
Right.
That ain't going to happen.
No, they're selling magazines. There's a lot of Catholic in the United States.
There you go.
ESPN rankings, what is different than that? And the power rankings, I have no idea. But Ohio State 1, TCU 2, Alabama 3, Baylor 4, Oregon 5, Auburn coming in at number 7 behind Michigan State at 6. So you would have Ohio State playing Baylor, TCU playing Alabama. So
you think that'd happen?
No way Baylor and TCU both getting in. So
great.
The coaches poll. Ohio State, of course, number 1, TCU 2, Alabama 3, Baylor 4. Oregon coming in at number 5, and you go back to number 7 once again to find the Auburn Tigers.
Now, let me put you on the spot, Jason. Do you honestly see ESPN's poll, and again, these polls mean nothing.
Right.
Absolutely nothing.
Just fun to talk about.
Just fun to talk about. ESPN poll has Auburn at 7, and US and the coaches poll has Auburn at 7 as well. Sports Illustrated has them at 2. Which one of these three polls, well, two of them is the same, so we could say, out of these two different polls, which one do you think is more realistic?
I think Auburn at 7 is more realistic than 2.
I agree.
I don't know who would be ahead of them. But I'm sure there's six teams that probably are better than Auburn.
I agree. And everything you hear, you know, Auburn getting a tremendous amount of love from everybody. But that's simply based on potential.
Yeah, two players, really, Jeremy Johnson and Duke Williams.
That's right.
One of them not there.
That's right. So it's really only one player.
Right.
And probably the fact that, you know, Will Muschamp is now there as a defensive coordinator. And I don't question that he's as good as any defensive coordinator, maybe the best defensive coordinator in all of college football. I don't know. But here's what I do know. I think I know. For the most part, are they not going to be playing pretty much the same defensive kids that they played last year?
I don't know. Yeah,
let's just say five of them are the same.
But they do have the kid, and his name just left me.
The defensive lineman is back. Is it Lawson?
No, the kid. He'll be a freshman. I'm saying kid.
Okay. You're the one that had the doll with him when he.
Yeah. He's supposed to be a machine.
Nah, he's playing with that doll somewhere.
He'll be playing with somebody.
But the kid that was hurt last year was their number one pass rusher. Was his name Lawson?
Yeah, Carl Lawson.
He will be back for them. Potentially, yeah, they'd be good, but boy, there's a lot of love being given on potential.
Defensive end Carl Lawson was cut loose and participated in scrimmage for the first time since spring of 2014. Malzahn said that Lawson in practice, a lot of difference in practice in the game, but said he has been unblockable in practice.
Yeah. So. Does that mean your offensive line's not very good?
Yeah, which way is it?
Yeah.
Which way is it? A lot of praise, as you said, going to Muschamp.
And I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it, but I don't think people can, I know you don't, but I'm talking about Auburn people. They can't be so hyped up on the fact that Will Muschamp is there that's going to all of a sudden they're going to go to the most dominant defensive club in the country.
No, that's not going to happen. That ain't going to happen.
Because he's going to be playing with quite a few of the same kids who was there. And no matter how good he is as a defensive coordinator, he can't put the pads on and go play for them.
A couple of players, Ronnie, have said that already, and they're what, seven, maybe eight practices? I think seven practices in.
A couple of weeks.
But said already this is more physical than last year. Said it's the most physical they've been, the defense.
Well, it needed to be because it was atrocious.
We were playing tag football.
Yeah, it was awful.
If you notice, and I promise you this, watch now they'll start showing highlights of teams.
Yeah.
Every team that is running the ball, and I'm being totally serious, when they show them on TV, they're running the ball doing highlights of that team, they're always playing Auburn. If Auburn was on their schedule, that is the clip they should.
they show those clips at their banquet.
Yeah.
Auburn's everybody's homecoming, basically. Is that what
Chubb,
you're saying?
I've seen Chubb at Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Carry it so many times over the past week or so against Auburn every time.
And he looks like a all-pro, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's
Hall
still
of Famer.
Running. He's still running, I'm telling you.
So, for me, it's just going to be interesting to see – number one, if Auburn is able to live up to the hype that you know that their players are given, Jeremy Johnson's given, Muschamp's given, and they've got a difficult road to hoe. So it's going to be a very interesting season.
The Auburn players seem to be taking the Duke Williams situation well. You know, they've got behind Coach Malzahn from everything that I've read and said, hey, if Duke don't want to get on the team, get off the team.
That's right.
He
you can't straddle the fence.
No, They don't want the distraction, and it looks like, as you said, even going back to last year's bowl game, that he is a distraction to the team. So.
I don't think there's any question. He needs to decide. You know, does he want to play football or this year, or does he just want to sit out and see how he goes in the draft the next year?
And as bad as I...
He was a first-round draft pick this year, and I was shocked when he came back. We talked about it many times. I don't get it. Mm-hmm. I still don't get it why he even came back.
No, I don't either.
But to come
it's
back
not for his education.
No. But to come back and now he's suspended, I mean, makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Zero.
As bad as I hate to see him gone, Ronnie, I have to say though, I respect Coach Malzahn. If this was back, as we said earlier, during the Gene Chizik days,
yeah,
there wouldn't have been anything. It would have been passed off. I don't even know what Duke Williams has done. But
right. It's enough where he's not even around, is it?
Right.
I mean, he's not even out there.
He's not even practicing.
Right.
So.
And if he's not practicing, he's got a lot of time to get into things he doesn't need to, considering he's already been doing that.
Yeah. So. All right, 5:32. Let's give this number out so we can write it down and everybody
you
get
can
ready
memorize
for Thursday.
It.
Thursday we'll have hopefully our guests lined up, be ready to roll on Thursday, and I'm going to check that name on our next break. We're going to call him Chris Andrews.
There you go.
4:15 at 5:00. Dan, the man Vasta, and we have communicated back and forth.
Yeah.
He has had a week or so to prepare
the book of knowledge.
What
as you said,
we're going to talk about, and he's going to be on the Thursday.
Exactly. He's from the Chicago area,
right.
Near Chicago, Illinois area.
Campus Insider, that name nearly left me.
Yep.
Campus Insider, huge college website.
Yes.
So be sure to join us then, and then I don't know, hopefully 5:30 we'll have Rex Chambers to talk about fishing. Still good fishing weather at night.
Yep.
You don't want to be out there during the daytime.
Kind of smoldering in the
morning.
Early morning.
Oh, yeah,
late
at night. You caught the fish, he's already cooked.
Yeah, I know. You'd have to eat him right away.
Yeah. All right, Jay, take us away to our next break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Sports Talk Live 95.5, the Tuesday edition.
I'm Gary Taylor, conductor of the Coleman Community Band, and I'd like to extend an invitation to you to join the band. We just completed our 10th season, having started back in 2005, and currently have around 50 members. Our members range in age from 18 to 85 and come from all walks of life. The band performs at several events around Coleman, such as Oktoberfest and the Strawberry Festival, as well as concerts at Christmas and during the spring. In fact, the Christmas concert is part of the Coleman Community Concert Association series. We rehearse on Monday nights at the Coleman Middle School Band Room from 6:30 until 8:30. The band season begins after Labor Day and goes through the end of May. We take summers off. If you have experience playing a band instrument, no matter how many years it's been since you've played, we'd love to have you join us. You can contact me at 256-636-2754 or any band member. The first rehearsal of the new season is Monday night, September 14. Hope to see you then.
Hey there, Bob Baumhauer here. Last year, the Alabama State Park celebrated our 75th anniversary, but the fun really never ends. I'm happy because this year, special events and new promotions will help us reach out to those who have yet to visit a state park. In addition to providing family fun, our parks are located in some of the most beautiful parts of Alabama. So plan your next visit today. But this year, reach out and bring a friend. For more information, call 1-800-ALA-PARK or go to alapark.com.
Brought to you by Alabama State Parks, the ABA, and this station.
Are you ready to take your music to the next level? Need to know how to kickstart your music career? How to get your music published and licensed? And the million-dollar question, how to get your music played on the radio? Baker Productions has the answer to these and many more questions you may have about the music industry. From demos to full production, they have the tools to get your music to the masses. From audio and video studios to copyrights, publishing, and mastering, MP3s to downloads from your website, YouTube, or Facebook page, they have the tools and experience to help get your music on track. See where your music career can lead. at Baker Productions, 256-739-0388. If you haven't visited Scissor Salon, what are you waiting for? Walk-ins are always welcome at Scissors. Scissors has a fresh new look and comforts with you in mind. At Scissors, it's all about you. Friendly professional service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Scissors Salon, Highway 278 East, 1/2 mile past the water plant. Just look for the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, 735-3089. 735-3089. That's Scissors.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95. Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Coleman.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Live, playing the table, I guess you would say, edition. Ronnie, we've talked about Auburn. We've touched on Alabama. I know a lot of questions yet to be answered for Alabama, but the season just around the corner, about a month away. They've got to answer the quarterback, who it's going to be, Coker, Cornwell, or are they going to drag somebody off the street?
It'll be one of those two guys.
Give us a look what you know on the Crimson Tide. I'm sure you know a lot more about it than I do. First, answer this question.
Yeah.
Will Alabama be hunting an offensive coordinator anytime soon?
Yeah.
He go.
Yeah. I think you have to give, whether you like Kiffin, whether you don't like Kiffin, whatever the case may be, you got to give the guy his, you got to give him his due, you got to give him credit in what he did last year. You know, and I don't know if some people may have seen it recently, he had a press conference that he held, and was talking about his quarterbacks and just talking about the team in general. But the thing that impressed me the most was, and I really hadn't even thought about it, was this past season, Alabama set the all-time record for yards gained in a season. And they did that by starting a fifth-year senior quarterback who basically had never played any before and was a running back beforehand. So if Kiffin, you know, the argument there is, or the upside is, if Kiffin could do that with a running back, a fifth-year senior running back, basically, yeah, at quarterback, what can he do with a true quarterback? So I think it's yet to be.
It was just a totally different look for Alabama at times last year. Something, you know, if you had flipped the TV on and just saw, if Alabama had been in a plane,
yeah,
black jersey or,
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
You had no idea. There's no way you would have guessed that was Alabama football team.
No.
On the offense,
no,
side of the ball.
No. You know, and Kiffin, he really keeps it real simple. He finds out who his best player is, and that's who he gets the ball to majority of the time.
About it.
And that's nothing different than people do in a game of basketball.
Right.
You look at the NBA. You know, you look at LeBron James. You look at Steph Curry. It's not surprising that they're scoring 30, 35, 38, maybe 40 a game. Why? Because they're the best player on the team. Well, the best player on the team should have the ball the majority of the time.
Yeah.
That's the same thing he does with football.
Oh, we've got to spread the ball around. If you've got a player like Auburn this year, if they get him back, Duke will win. Why do you want to throw the ball somewhere?
Somebody. That's exactly right.
You're going to have to put two men on him to defend him. Nobody's going to defend him one-on-one.
Absolutely. You know, look at what Amari Cooper did last year. Good grief. Now he's, you know, the number one pick by the Oakland Raiders, and they're singing his praises. He was by far head and shoulders best player on that football team, and his stats back it up and show it. You know, he had 16 touchdown passes. You know, the thing about it is, for Alabama, I think something that's going to have question marks is their receiver core, because they lost their top three receivers that combined, the three of them had caught 21 touchdown passes. Now, granted, Amari Cooper caught 16 of them. Okay.
They had 21, and
he had 16.
Caught 20 of them.
Okay. But so we'll say they lost, You know, they lost 21 touchdown passes with graduation. That is the area, I think, of concern. Certainly, quarterback is a concern as well, I guess. But what has to be replaced is their receiving core. And, you know, the name that it's, and I hate to say, has been a disappointment, because these are still just kids. But this kid,
I'm going to agree with you before you ever call his name.
The kid that came in here 2 years ago, I believe, as the number one rated, and again, we all know how that stuff goes too, tight end being O.J. Howard, and he has been completely non-existent for, he's like Casper the Ghost.
They were talking about him on a national show this morning on my way to work. And I forgot the number. You may know the number. How many drops
I don't
he
know.
Had.
I don't know.
Unbelievable. When they do, when he does get open and they can get in the ball, he apparently is dropping it.
Yeah.
So,
I really felt like with all the hype that came with him, that this year people will be talking about him being drafted into the NFL. And
oh, yeah.
I mean, he's not even – I can't imagine he's on anybody's radar, because he hasn't – you know, and again, I don't want to throw off, because he's still just a kid. And he may have a great year, and I hope he does, and they probably need him to have a great year. But so far, he has done basically nothing to increase his stock potential in the, you know, NFL draft, other than his physical appearance, you know, his physical tools. So, that is a huge – huge concern for Alabama, I would think, was who's going to fill in at the in the receiving core. Granted, who's their quarterback going to be? They've got some issues. You know, they've got some running backs there. Of course, they got Derrick Henry, and hopefully, if Kenyon Drake can come back and be healthy, he may be what Amari Cooper was for Alabama last year. He can run the football. He has blazing speed. He can run the football, and you know, before he got hurt, they were splitting him out, and they were just taking a snap and throwing it to him and letting him go. And if he can be healthy, and he had a traumatic, you know, injury, we know that. But if he is, you know, he may be the ace in the hole for Alabama to have an outstanding season, because right. You know, running backs they are quite thin at running back. And even Bo Scarborough, who was, you know, touted to get, you know, a lot of carries, was looking good. You know, he's got in the doghouse with Saban. He's suspended for the first four games. So now you're down to the name left me, Jason, the kid from Kentucky, the number two running back in the country last year.
Alabama names escape me pretty often.
I'll come up with it in a minute, but the name has left me. But you're down to Derrick Henry, Kenyon Drake, and we don't know his health, and this freshman as far as their running back. So a lot of question marks on that side of the ball.
I want to give you a question mark just looking through some, as you said, tidbits. This calls it tide bits. And you flip over and a name pops out, Cyrus Jones. I don't want to explain this. I guess being a distraction to the team, much as Duke Williams being a distraction to the team. How about this comment? I just want to know what you think about it. The paragraph starts by, a notable absence on the preseason watch list was cornerback Cyrus Jones by the Thorpe Award for defensive back. And then he says, I'm not going to say disrespected, but I mean, it's kind of disappointing, said Jones, who was named All-SEC at Media Days.
Uh-huh.
Me, just being a competitor and knowing what I can do as a player, I do feel like I don't get respect sometimes, but it just adds extra motivation to me. I don't take it personal. Now, did you notice one word in there?
A lot of I's in there, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I.
Yeah.
And, distraction or just part of college football?
Yeah. That's yet to be.
Yeah, I'm more of the old school, that's a distraction,
oh,
but, you know, you see it everywhere.
Yeah, it's a different time. And, Jason, the running back kid from Kentucky, actually it was from Berea, Kentucky, was Damian Harris, true freshman, number two running back in the country last year. So he's going to have to carry the ball, you know, some at Alabama, and who knows about a true freshman, 18, 19-year-old kid. But they have so many people that they've got to replace on the offensive side of the ball. It's scary. Matter of fact, I think they have two people coming back.
I like the sounds of that.
Well, they have more than two. Certainly up front, they got the two very important up front is Ryan Kelly, their center, and then back, and I think unquestionably the best left tackle in all of college football with Cam Robinson. His days in a uniform at University of Alabama are shortly drawing nigh, because he's going to go to the NFL as soon as he possibly, you know, I would think as soon as he can. Certainly, again, potentially, probably already met it as the best left tackle in all of college football. So a lot of holes, a lot of question marks on the offensive side of the ball, and to compound it, you're not set on a quarterback either. So, you know, we're just going to see how it plays
Saban
out.
Saban knows who the QB is going to be, but
I don't think so.
For some reason, holding it out, or do you think?
I don't think he knows. I don't think either one of those or any of those four or five kids have done anything to separate themselves to have won the job.
Well, really, if you think about it, it makes no sense to hold the name out, because it wouldn't help Wisconsin in preparation, because
they don't know what anyone's
going to bring to the table.
Exactly. I just think, if all things being equal, and if Coker and Cornwell are relatively close, you know, there's not a huge difference. I think when it's all said and done, it's going to be David Cornwell, simply because I believe he's a redshirt freshman, maybe a redshirt sophomore, but I'm thinking freshman.
Let me throw this out, coming up real quick to a break, because I know we probably won't get it in when we come back.
Yeah.
We're going to jump to the NFL. What about a $600 dispute now gets Geno Smith a broken jaw?
Oh, I saw that earlier today.
Over $600. We're talking about.
And I didn't hear it was over a money amount or anything.
This is what the ESPN is reporting.
Okay. So it was a linebacker tattooed him.
Right.
Then touted as being the starting quarterback.
Right.
And now he's out 6 to 10 weeks with a broke jaw.
Yeah. It said it began over a dispute, over $600, and we're talking about guys that are making millions and millions.
$600 to them is like 6 cents to us.
Oh yeah, and for $600, his own teammate breaks his jaw, puts the whole team out on the limb. I'm lost for words.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
That's the NFL for you, though.
There's not much you can say about that, so we'll go to break.
That's right.
Come back and wrap it up for the Tuesday edition.
That's what we call a cue for a break. I'm at a loss for words.
That's it. You're listening to Sports Talk Live, 95.5, our first and the Tuesday edition. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Bob Baumhauer here. Last year, the Alabama State Park celebrated our 75th anniversary, but the fun really never ends. I'm happy because this year, special events and new promotions will help us reach out to those who have yet to visit a state park. In addition to providing family fun, our parks are located in some of the most beautiful parts of Alabama. So plan your next visit today. But this year, reach out and bring a friend. For more information, call 1-800-ALAPARK or go to alapark.com.
Brought to you by Alabama State Parks, the ABA, and this station.
Are you ready to take your music to the next level? Need to know how to kickstart your music career? How to get your music published and licensed? And the million-dollar question, how to get your music played on the radio? Baker Productions has the answer to these and many more questions you may have about the music industry. From demos to full production, they have the tools to get your music to the masses. From audio and video studios to copyrights, publishing, and mastering, MP3s to downloads from your website, YouTube, or Facebook page, they have the tools and experience to help get your music on track. See where your music career can lead at Baker Productions, 256-739-0388.
Hello, I'm Gary Taylor, conductor of the Coleman Community Band, and I'd like to extend an invitation to you to join the band. We just completed our 10th season, having started back in 2005, and currently have around 50 members. Our members range in age from 18 to 85 and come from all walks of life. The band performs at several events around Coleman, such as Oktoberfest and the Strawberry Festival, as well as concerts at Christmas and during the spring. In fact, the Christmas concert is part of the Coleman Community Concert Association series. We rehearse on Monday nights at the Coleman Middle School Band Room from 6:30 until 8:30. The band season begins after Labor Day and goes through the end of May. We take summers off. If you have experience playing a band instrument, no matter how many years it's been since you've played, we'd love to have you join us. You can contact me at 256-636-2754 or any band member. The first rehearsal of the new season is Monday night, September 14. Hope to see you then.
If you haven't visited Scissors Salon, what are you waiting for? Walk-ins are always welcome at Scissors. Scissors has a fresh new look and comforts with you in mind. At Scissors, it's all about you. Friendly professional service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Scissors Salon, Highway 278 East, 1/2 mile past the water plant. Just look for the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, 735-3089. 735-3089. That's Scissors.
Back with you, 5:53 on a Tuesday afternoon. Remind you that you can listen to today's show on demand on the website live95coleman.com. Just go there and click on today's show. You can listen back to it, laugh at us for all the mistakes we make, or whatever you want to do. Or get ready for Thursday, and you can
Or they can go reminisce on last year. All that's still there, too.
Yeah, all last year's shows. Or you can get ready for Thursday, download the TuneIn app to your smartphone, and you can listen to 95.5 anywhere in the world that has internet access. So if you're in radio range, turn that dial to 95.5. Turn it in there every day, but Thursdays 4 to 6, Sports Talk Live, from here on through college basketball, I guess, running, kind of like we did this year.
Oh, absolutely,
and,
yeah.
We'll cover the PGA and wrap it up again maybe as summer comes on.
That's
Let Jay get back on the sea dude.
That's it.
All right. I know everybody is dying to get this.
I know.
A lot of gamblers sitting waiting on our top 10.
Yeah. And probably they want to need a little time to get a pen and a piece of paper.
Right. Get your pen and paper.
That's right.
And write these down. This is the top 10. Ronnie's top 10, my
That's
top
right.
10. Now, this is to start the year.
Yeah, that's right.
That don't mean it's going to end up that way.
No.
But how we see the teams starting at week one, and then we'll do like everybody else and change our rankings.
That's right. As time goes on.
All right, Ronnie, who you got at number 10?
You have yours?
I've got it.
All right. Let's just do them. Let's do them together then. All right. I have my number. Wait a minute. I only have 9.
You can't even count.
I only have 9. Okay. All right. Yeah, let's do it right here. My ranking, I'm going to start at number 10, Florida State.
Okay, I'm going at number 10, and you're not going to like this one, but Notre Dame.
Oh, my goodness, you're right. Number 9, Georgia.
And by the way, I had Florida State at 11. So.
Okay.
Number 9 on my list, Clemson.
Not a bad pick. Number 8, Southern Cal.
My 8 is Georgia Bulldogs.
Okay. Number 7, I got Auburn.
Number 7, I got USC.
6, I have Oregon.
6, I've got Baylor.
5, I've got Michigan State.
I've got Alabama.
Okay. 4, I've got Alabama.
I've got Auburn.
There you go. We just reversed. Number 3, I've got Baylor.
3, I've got, and this is a team that's going to surprise you probably. I've got Michigan State at 3.
Okay. Well, see, I had them at 5, so that's not too far off. Okay, number 2, I have TCU.
And I'll agree, TCU at number 2.
And it's obvious who number 1 is going to be, and that's Ohio State. That's probably everybody's number 1.
Now, I wonder if there is anybody or any publication that don't have Ohio State.
Yeah, I don't know.
If there is, you need to cancel your subscription to that magazine.
You got that right. That is for sure. So, but that is our top 10 picks as they stand right now, which means absolutely nothing.
Right. But it was fun. It filled up air time.
There you go. That's
Thursday again, 4:15. Chris Andrews, that name is correct, at 4:15. At 5 o'clock, Dan Vosta at 5:30. Pencil in.
I have to contact him.
And in between there, we'll be giving clues away for where's. And that will remain blank until Thursday.
That's right. So, till we know definitely where it's going.
Right. If you want it to be moolah, how about giving People's Bank a call?
That's right.
No, I'm kidding.
That's right.
I'm kidding. People's Bank, great last year to sponsor.
Absolutely.
Where's Moolah? So hopefully it'll be Where's Moolah.
That's right.
All right, Ronnie. Anything else? Any housekeeping measures? Again, TuneIn Radio is the app you need to download for your smartphone for Thursday. You can listen to the show on demand, live95coleman.com. Our Facebook site still available. Our website is down the drain. I let it go because I honestly didn't keep it up.
Yeah,
so.
That's all right. Man, you're busy.
I don't know anything about keeping a website.
There you go.
So I couldn't do it
if
totally.
I wanted to. That's right.
All right. I do want to give a shout out to People's Bank. You know, they even kept us on the air over the summer, even after Sports Talk Live. Went on hiatus. They turned around and sponsored the actual station. So lots of kudos to them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, People's Bank.
Great folks.
I have just a little bit more money now than I would have had they not done that. So.
Good deal.
And not only do they help here, but they help with all the local schools and anywhere you look, People's Bank supporting local athletics.
Very supportive within the community. They should do a great job.
All right, we're going to wrap it up for the Tuesday edition, the first edition of Year two. And we'll be back with you Thursday. Looking forward to it. Phone lines hopefully be up and running, and we can take a few calls. So, Ronnie, until Thursday, I'm going to leave you with, same as always, a big War Eagle.
And I'll leave you with a bigger Roll Tide.
We'll talk to you Thursday, folks. You've been listening to Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman.
From the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Cullman.